Thanks a lot for coming with me, Bernard.
Now, I'm not coming with you. You're coming with me. Remember, this is my truck.
Yes, and a very nice truck it is, but I'm glad you still care about solving this case.
Solving the... There's no case to solve, Wooten.
That'd be Sherlock, please.
No, you're Wooten again. Mm. I'm only going to the Seawright plant because they asked me to explain everything that's happened. And because they want a list of my customers so they can replace the windows.
You're saying you don't care about the symbol and who's crying for help?
No.
Oh, in that case, you better leave the questions to me.
What questions?
Oh, don't worry. I'll handle everything, homie.
I'm not... I knew this was a bad idea.
Mr. Walton?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, and you are?
Sherlock Bassett, but my friends know me as Wooten.
Sure.
I told him to wait in the car, but he wouldn't listen.
I don't understand.
He wants to talk to you about something else. Anyway...
Well, first I want to apologize for the manufacturing defect that caused this problem, Mr. Walton. And as I said on the phone, I want to assure you that we'll take care of any damaged windows.
Oh.
You show us the list of your customers, you let us know about any future problems, and we'll handle them all.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Here are the names and addresses.
Can you tell us, please, exactly how the manufacturing defect happened, Mr. Corelli?
It's a little complicated. Do you know anything about glass manufacturing?
Oh, more or less.
Which is it, more or less?
I gotta go with less.
Well, at a point in the manufacturing of the glass, we apply a wet coat of chemicals to cut ultraviolet rays.
Those would be purple rays that come from the sun, homie.
Thanks, Wooten. I'd be lost without you.
Oh, I know.
The glass is then left to dry. Now, we believe that one of our employees sneaked in and damaged the glass with the graffiti during that part of the process. We've dealt with him. That's the simple version.
You've dealt with him. How exactly?
Appropriately.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Walton, we want to respect your time and the inconvenience you've suffered because of this problem, and we want to give you a little compensation.
Oh, now, you don't have to do anything for me.
We insist, as a matter of courtesy. So, if you'll just sign this form, then we can wrap everything up.
Form? What form?
Just a little paperwork. It acknowledges receipt of the compensation and your complete satisfaction that we've resolved the issue.
Oh, don't do it, Bernard. They're just paying you to keep quiet.
Oh, no, it's not a payoff. It's merely compensation for Mr. Walton's inconvenience.
Well, as long as you fix my customers' windows, then we're okay. I don't want any compensation.
Yeah, and he's not signing anything.
Okay, fine. You want more money? Is that it?
No, I don't want any money.
Then what do you want?
I'll tell you what he wants. He wants answers. Like, why is somebody using the Powerboy symbol to ask for help? Is it your former employee?
Wooten.
No, look, Mr. Walton. Unless this fellow is your legal counsel, then I have to ask you to restrain him.
When you figure that out, let me know.
Yeah, me too.
Meanwhile, I have to ask if you intend to sign this paper and take the check or not.
Well,
No, he refuses. We refuse until we can help those who've called us for help.
If you're going to play hardball, then you'll have to take it up with our lawyers.
Don't worry. We intend to.
Fine. Then please, get out.
You don't have to ask us more than once or even twice. Come on, homie.
What in the world just happened in there?
Oh, wasn't that fun? I sneered. Did you see me sneer?
Wooten.
You know, I don't get to sneer very often, Bernard, so I really love to take advantage of the opportunity.
Wooten, you just complicated what was turning out to be a simple conclusion. You ruined my happy ending.
Well, a happy ending for who, Bernard? Somebody needs our help.
In your comic book world, maybe, but here in the real world... Oh, no. Now what?
Oh, be careful, homie. This character looks tough.
Now, thanks, Wooten. Hi. What can I do for you?
Mr. Walton?
Yes?
Oh, he sounds tough, too.
I'm Mr. Henderson, head of security for Seawright.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to inform you that you're trespassing and you need to leave our property immediately.
What? But I just got in my truck. Can you wait a minute while I start the engine?
Well, please do so quickly, sir. Otherwise, you may face a formal charge of trespassing.
Good grief. You guys sure change your tune fast, don't you? I'm your pal 1 minute, and the next... Oh, no, not now.
They messed with the engine while we were inside. She's gonna blow.
Cut it out, Wooten. You know I've had this problem. I should have taken it straight to the shop.
Sir.
I'm trying, can't you see? There's something wrong with the starter or the battery. It won't start.
Well, we'll be glad to push you out onto the street. From there, you can contact whatever auto service you need, or I can contact a local towing service.
That's a big help. Thanks.
Oh, this is so cool. I've always loved tow trucks.
So, where do you want me to take you?
I don't know. My mechanic's an odyssey.
It'll cost you a lot to go that far.
Yeah, well, then who do you recommend locally?
Halberstons is the closest. They're reliable. And they got a little convenience store and diner to kill some time while you wait.
Yeah, okay. I guess that'll have to do.
Oh, can I push the button that turns on the warning lights?
Sure. He was okay with your father.
I'm not his father.
Here you go, Albertson's. Why don't you climb out while I get your truck round to the bay?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Bernard, look over there.
Yeah, what?
That railway tunnel. Somebody spray-painted the Powerboy help symbol on the wall.
Look, I'm going to go in and talk to the mechanic. You stay out of trouble, will you?
No, it's on the line. I'm the king. I got you.
Well, if you want answers, always go to the ones who know.
No twisties. You can double bounce.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Listen, can any of you tell me about that symbol over there on the wall? I mean, I know it's the Powerboy symbol.
You know Powerboy?
Well, sure, who doesn't? What's that symbol doing up there?
You'd have to ask Freddy C.
Freddy C? Who's that?
You must not be from around here if you don't know Freddy C. You a policeman?
Oh, no. Why, do I look like one?
No, unless they change their weight restrictions.
Listen, if you know Powerboy, then you know how serious that particular call for help is. If Freddy C put that up there, then I want to find him and help him.
Yeah, and what makes you think you can help?
Well, I don't know, really. I guess I won't until I try.
Joseph, let's get out of here.
I'm coming.
Joseph, I really want to help.
Yeah, and why should I trust you?
Well, because I'm asking you to.
Tell you what, if you really want to help, then watch The Glass Place tonight at midnight. Then you'll see how you can help.
You mean Seawright? Is that The Glass Place?
Be there. Midnight.
Dirt in the carburetor. All that fuss for dirt in the carburetor. I should have tried some of the window cleaner on it. Now, Wooten, you're not actually thinking about it, are you?
About what?
What that kid said, going to the glass place tonight at midnight.
Oh, well, sure I will. I have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Look, haven't you caused enough trouble already? I mean, you got to leave well enough alone. You don't know that kid. You don't know if he's just pulling a fast one on you. For all you know, you'll show up tonight and get robbed. Honestly, Wooten, you're making a huge fuss over a comic book symbol. Nothing.
Do you believe in coincidence, Bernard?
What?
Well, I'm thinking about the coincidence of that symbol appearing on the windows that you happen to clean. And I happen to see him. And it leads us to the Seawright Company, who just happens to be dealing with protesters who are using that same symbol. And while visiting Seawright, your truck happens to break down, and we just happen to wind up at a garage with that symbol on a nearby wall. Where I just happen to meet a kid named Joseph who knows who put that symbol up there, and he tells me to watch the Seawright factory.
So what's your point?
Well, my point is I might ignore one coincidence, but a whole string of them, well, makes me really suspicious.
Suspicious of what?
Suspicious that God is pulling us towards something.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, isn't it possible?
Sure, it's possible, but...
But what?
Can we please just drop the subject? I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Do you want to come with me to the factory at midnight?
No, it's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, you're right. So I'll pick you up like 11:30?
Yeah, better make it 11:15. I want time to pick up some coffee.
You're going to do what?
Pick up some coffee. I'll need it to stay awake.
No, I meant the other thing. You're going back at midnight to watch the factory?
Yeah.
Watch it for what?
How am I supposed to know? Ask Wooten. He's the one who talked to the kid.
Well, all right. Let me get this straight, Bernard. You're going to stake out a factory because
Witt.
A child told...
Witt.
What?
Do you believe in coincidences?
Well, you know I don't. What we call coincidence is really the workings of God.
Then whatever you're going to ask me, consider that the answer.
I see.
Oh, it's crazy, I know, but I think I'm also irked at Seawright for getting so nasty with me. And besides, somebody's got to keep Wooten out of trouble.
Oh. Well, do you want some company?
Oh, I'd love some.
This is so cool. I've never been on a stakeout before.
Hand me a donut there, will you, Witt? One of the sparkly ones.
Oh, yeah, sure, Bernard. Here.
Oh, thanks. Is this what it's like for the police?
Yeah, you mean jammed into close quarters with two other fellas? The smell of strong coffee in our nostrils and the taste of day-old donuts on our tongues?
Yeah, that. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, me neither. But it is so cool! Imagine getting paid to do it!
Well, we've only been here 10 minutes, and I'm getting claustrophobic.
Oh, wait a minute. I see something. Hand me those binoculars, Wooten.
Oh, okay, here.
It looks like a truck.
Oh, that's odd. It looks like a truck without using binoculars, too.
It's two trucks.
Two?
Yeah, one for each eye.
Do freight companies make deliveries this late at night?
Well, I don't know. And these trucks aren't marked. No company logos or names.
Well, can you see what they're doing, Witt?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, they're backing up to the loading dock. Some workers on the dock are opening the back doors of the trucks.
What are they taking out?
People.
What?
The trucks are delivering people?
Yeah. People are coming out of the trucks and into the building. Men, women, and a few teenagers, too, but no products.
A night shift
delivered by freight trucks?
Oh, good grief. Not him again.
You know him?
Yeah, it's our buddy, Mr. Henderson.
He's head of security for Seawright. We're close personal friends.
Hi. May I help you?
May I ask what you're doing here?
Oh, we're eating donuts and drinking coffee. That's not against the law, is it?
It is when you're trespassing.
Trespassing?
On Seawright property.
Well, now, with all due respect, Mr. Henderson, the Seawright property is quite a distance from here. It's way over there across the road.
Yeah, and unless Seawright is decorating in a cracked pavement and high weed style, it looks like a vacant lot to me.
Seawright just bought this property, so we'd be grateful if you drank your coffee and ate your donuts somewhere else.
Well, I don't know. You didn't say the magic word.
The magic... Please drink your coffee and eat your donuts somewhere else. Does that make you feel better?
Well, yeah, actually, it kind of does.
I guess we should go.
All you had to do is ask nicely.
Nice to see you again there, Mr. H.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, that was interesting.
You know, I sized him up. You could have taken him, Bernard.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to mess up my overalls.
I have just one question.
What's that?
How did he know my name? So, what do we think?
Well, all those people going to work at midnight like that, even kids, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think this is worth looking into.
Well, how do we look into something like this, Witt?
Oh, I know someone with the State Department of Labor. Maybe he can tell me about Seawright. I'll give him a call.
Yeah, and I think I'll go back to Greensburg tomorrow to find that mysterious kid.
Yeah, good for you guys.
What are you going to do, Bernard?
I think I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, sleep on it.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Yeah, good morning. How may I help you?
Well, my name is Wooten, and I was here yesterday with Bernard Walton. He had the dirty carburetor.
Oh, yeah. Is there another problem?
Well, there was a group of kids that they were playing outside.
They play out there a lot. Mm. It's because of the playground, just behind us. And they like to bounce balls against the wall.
Oh, speaking of that wall, I noticed the symbol that was spray painted on it.
The vandals. What can you do, you know?
Yeah, there was a young boy, you know, dark hair, so high.
We have a lot of kids around here with dark hair that are so high.
Mr. Montoya, I...
Go away, you little punk!
Hey, that's him!
Uh-oh.
No, wait. Joseph, I have to talk to you.
Thanks for coming, Agent Hayworth.
Sure.
This is Bernard Walton. Bernard, Agent Hayworth is with the State Department of Labor.
Hi.
Agent Hayworth?
Guys, don't be so formal. Call me Dell. So, what's going on, Whit?
Have you heard of Seawright Window Manufacturing?
Over in Greensburg?
Yeah,
I sure have. What about them?
Have you ever had any complaints that things might not be above board there?
You'll have to be more specific.
What if I told you that we saw something last night that made us suspicious?
Like what?
People arriving at midnight, presumably to work.
A midnight shift? That's not unusual for a factory.
Yeah, well, it is if the people are delivered in freight trucks.
And some of those people are barely teenagers.
Interesting. So what are you suggesting?
At the very least, Seawright may be using underage workers.
I know there's a website complaining about their labor practices. But we understood a former employee put that together. Do you have any proof against Seawright?
No, not hard evidence, only what we've seen.
Then there's not a lot I can do.
Can't you go over there and look the place over?
On the record, no. Off the record.
Off the record? What?
Well, I've wanted to investigate Seawright, but my bosses have stopped me.
Oh, why?
They say there's not enough evidence to justify the time and energy to investigate.
But?
But I think there's something very political going on. Seawright is a pretty powerful company. Half the west side of Greensburg are employed by him. Basically, my department's been told to stay away. Now, if I go snooping around, I could get into some hot water at the office.
So, you're not going to do anything about it?
There's not much I can do without more proof. Get me something I can act on, and I will.
Like what?
Well, hypothetically speaking, if some conscientious citizens took the lead and talked to some of the people who worked that shift, you know, got some pictures, video would be better.
Video? I can get you video. I'll go back tonight.
We'll go back tonight.
I could even have my own website up and running by morning with more video and photos than your bosses could want.
Guys, I can't tell you what to do or not to do, but I look forward to seeing your work.
I have to get my cardiac rest. Where did he go?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Oh, why did you have to run so far away?
Because we were probably being watched back there. Seawright has eyes everywhere in this neighborhood.
Oh, good idea. So, where are we? I didn't expect Woods out here.
This is why it used to be called Greensburg, before all the factories and people came in, I guess. Did you go last night?
Yeah, I did. That's why I wanted to talk to you. And to Freddie C. Can you take me to him?
What do you think I was doing?
Huh?
You're as close as you're ever gonna get.
What do you mean?
You're standing exactly where Freddie C. was standing when he disappeared.
Disappeared?
Like Omega Man in Power Boy number 49.
Oh, you mean he disappeared. And who made him disappear?
The guys from Seawright.
Seriously?
Seriously.
He was that much trouble to him?
Think of Robin Hood and Zorro and all the great heroes wrapped up in one. That's Freddy C.
Yeah, and why is he such a hero?
Because of getting the truth out. Isn't that what heroes do?
Well, the truth about what?
The factory. What they're doing over there. Didn't you go last night?
Well, yeah, I went, but I didn't understand what I was seeing. Oh, I'm Wooten, by the way.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, it's Old English for village by the wood.
Your parents were Old English?
No, they were just old. So what were those people doing last night, Joseph?
They were working.
They work for the factory? Even the kids?
Yep. Seawright is using people. You saw the trucks, right?
Uh-huh.
They take 100 people in and work them all night for next to nothing. It's slave labor.
Wow.
And they're working around all these chemicals. People get sick.
And that's what Freddie C. was trying to expose before he disappeared?
Yep. C. Wright found out he was the one who put up that website, trying to blow the whistle on him.
But how can they get away with that?
It's easy when someone doesn't officially exist.
What do you mean?
Well, Freddie didn't belong here, like a lot of people in this part of town. They were brought here from other countries.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you don't understand. They came as part of a scam. They were conned into coming to America.
How?
Well, these guys go into poor towns and villages and say they've got jobs for good workers in America. Good paying jobs. So people agree to come. But when they get here, the bad guys take their passports away and threaten them if they don't keep their mouths shut.
Threaten them how?
Well, they say they'll tell the authorities that they're illegal aliens. They say the government will send them to jail. And they even say they'll hurt their families back in their own countries if they talk. Everyone's scared.
Yeah, but Freddie really disappeared. I mean, you'd think his family would do something about that.
Yeah? What do you suggest I do?
Oh.
I'm all that's left. What's a kid going to do against the guys at Sea Right? Why do you think we sent out the Power Boy message?
Oh, this isn't right. There's got to be something we can do to blow this scam open.
How about writing a letter to the New York Times? Get them, boys.
Oh, run, Joseph!
Mr. Bassett, you're becoming a real nuisance.
Oh, I'll bet you think you're the first person to tell me that.
Not at all. Are you going to come with me quietly?
Oh, I don't suppose you'd give me a head start to run away.
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Let's go.
All right.